Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Are you ready? There is a lot we don't know. But we'll do the best we can to tell you what we do know. The rest is up to you. You know, we've been through this before. It happens a lot. For those of you who are new to the New Orleans area, for those of you who are new to the Mississippi, Louisiana, Gulf Coast area, if this is your first time, there are people around you who I'm sure will be happy to help you through this. Just to pay attention to everything. And I know there's so much information out there, so many press conferences, so much information out there that sometimes it's difficult to take it all in. But just pay attention to the stuff that you think most relates to you, and then follow your instincts. And there are people who don't think, there are people who will do very stupid things at times like this, but there's a lot of good information out there. And again, we'll be talking about this afternoon, but the media's in a tough position because it's our job to let you know what's going on, to let you know about the possibilities. And for those of us who have been through this before, we know that there's a possibility that this is going to be not much of anything. But there's also a good possibility that it's going to be something really bad. And so it's our job to alert you and do the best we can to let you know what could happen. We're not trying to alarm anybody. It doesn't mean that there are not some people in the media who are out to alarm you. That is their technique. They're out to sensationalize and exaggerate the possibilities. There are people in this business that do that. But there are a lot of people that are trying to be responsible with their jobs. And they struggle with this battle over alerting somebody without alarming them. And I know it's easy to beat up on the media today, but in this case, I'll defend the media. Most of us are just doing the best we can to get you the information. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. You know, here's a song that we have used as bumper music when we were talking about Stormy Daniels, but I think it's okay to use this as bumper music to talk about Tropical Storm Barry, and we'll have the latest update here in just a moment. I'm Scoot. We have a lot of information for you this afternoon from now until 4 o'clock. And also in the midst of all of this information, I've got a four-pack of tickets so you can bring some friends. It's a family four-pack, but I'll tell you this, they're not going to check and see if you brought your family. I mean, you can bring your family or you can just bring your friends. It's four tickets to go see The Rat Pack is Back. This is a tribute show to The Rat Pack. Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Dean Martin. It's going to be in the New Orleans area Saturday, July the 20th at 7:30 in Chalmette at the very nice Frederick Segur Center. Great place to see a concert. Listen for the Rat Pack is Back song of the day, which today is the classic Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime by Dean Martin. And when you hear that, if you were the eighth caller to our contest line, 260 wins. That's 260-9467. You win the family four-pack of four tickets. And I've seen video of this show. I'm looking forward to seeing it on the 20th. But I've seen video of this show, and there's a lot of cigarettes on stage because these guys all smoked. I mean, they all perform with cigarettes. And there's a lot of simulated drinking. And who knows? I don't know. Maybe they really are drinking. But anyway, but that was the Rat Pack. And they just... they ruled Vegas and Hollywood back in the 50s and 60s. So be listening for the song of the day, and you've got a chance to win some tickets. So as you know, the storm in the Gulf of Mexico is now officially Tropical Storm Barry. We'll be talking more about this. We'll give you the latest on this information. And there is some good news to report. I'm Scoot. So if you're with us, just hang on. We're coming right back. Here is a text for those of you who are not sure exactly what to do. You hear about warnings of evacuation and you're really not. Oh, no, I thought we were going to do another one here. Okay. All right. Miscue on the music. It's okay, Ian. I'm getting a lot of text about the Rolling Stones. A lot of text about the Rolling Stones. The Stones are monitoring the situation. So they don't know what to do yet, and it's too soon for them to make a decision. Mick Jagger and the guys, they want to do the show, obviously. But they're not going to do the show if it's dangerous for you to get to the show. So at this point, we have not heard anything to the contrary. The Stones are going to be on stage in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome Sunday night. If that changes, of course, we will let you know. The Scoot Report is our daily Facebook video feed. It's on our Facebook page right now, WWL Radio. It's about the media covering the storm, and you can give your comments about that. It's also about whether or not it's your job as a citizen to clean the storm drains. And you can get involved in that conversation and comment on the comments. That's WWL Radio on Facebook, and I'll put it on the SOTA Facebook page a little bit later. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So Barry has become a tropical storm, still expected to become a Category 1 hurricane when it reaches land late Friday night or early Saturday morning. The system has now shifted slightly to the east, which is not good news for us, because we're going to be on the west side of the storm, or as Dave Nussbaum said the other day, the dirty side of the storm, because the northeast quadrant is the most powerful part of any hurricane or tropical storm. So this is not going to be a big wind threat, but a rain threat, yes. The good news is the river is now expected to crest at 19 feet. Flood stage for the river is 20 feet. So even though it was supposed to reach flood stage as of yesterday, we were told not to worry. Now there's even more reason not to worry. And look, the levees, it's not as if the water is like right there at the edge, because in most places it's not going to breach the levee, because the levee is higher than flood stage of 20 feet. From Metairie, Charlie, welcome to WWL.
Hello?
Hey, Charlie.
It's me?
Yes, it is, Charlie. Go ahead.
Well, I said Joey, but that's all right. Look, I heard that a lot of people really don't understand about the floodgates and why they weren't open a long time ago. And they thought that, what do you have there? You have the spillway and the Morganza locks? I forgot how many lock systems you have. So I think there's two or three lock systems.
Well, I know the two main ones, the Morganza and the spillway. If there's another one, okay. I'm not that familiar with it.
Well,
so what are you saying?
I heard someone speculate that the reason why they weren't open sooner because they were trying to save some fishing camps. That's not really the truth. If you look at, look at how we are set up here in Louisiana, everything below New Orleans, and because we have the port here, but you're looking at the oil and gas industry, essentially. And you start opening up those locks, you're essentially making it very hard for the oil and gas industry. That's Port Fouchon, that's Bergen City, that's Houma, that's Venice. You're really making them, it's making it very hard on them to do business.
So, Joey, what's the bottom line of what you're, the message you're trying to give us?
Well, it's money, big money, that is the power behind the way things work.
I know that.
And the way things get decided.
Yep.
And it's unfortunate that, of course, we got the good, you gave us good news with the cresting at 19 feet, cresting, okay?
Yeah.
But it's not about saving fishing camps. If you, you employ the old Occam's razor, usually the simplest explanation is the most correct one. And that's really what you're looking at here, the way this has all have been, the way it's all been decided regarding the whether house.
All right, but you trust that that officials would like to save lives. They may postpone doing something as long as they can, but they certainly want to protect property and lives.
Well, I'm saying that I have a brother that has been in the oil and gas industry for at least 20
years. So the oil and gas industry, you're saying the oil and gas industry is encouraging officials to cater to them and not care about property and life?
Well, I I'm not a, I don't have a crystal ball, and I can't read minds. But the thing is, power works a certain way.
Yeah. Joey, I get that. I do. I get it. Power is powerful, and money talks. I understand all that, but I'm not exactly sure why you called the show, other than to just make it seem as if, but then you don't really want to answer. I mean, I'm asking you the question. I think the oil and gas industry may get some preferential treatment. There's no doubt about that. Big industry in this state gets preferential treatment. Money talks. Power is powerful. But I do believe that there is always going to be an attempt to save as much property and as many lives as possible. And people will disagree on what's done and when it's done. But I refuse to believe that there is this premeditated effort for people to seriously lose their life or lose their property. I mean, if that's something you want to believe, I mean, I guess you can believe that. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, and is there something you'd like to say right now? Is there some tip that you have for those of us who have been through this before that maybe we don't always think about? Do you have a tip for somebody who is going through this for the first time? We always have new people moving to this area. And so some of you are going through this for the first time. Follow the lead of those who have been through it before, like me and other people on WWL. And also find your coworkers and your neighbors who have been through this before, and they will help you get through this. The question is, are you taking this seriously? Or do you think this is being totally exaggerated? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Okay, there's some confusion about evacuation. And we've got the information on our website at WWL.com. But we'll play this song for those of you who are trying to really make the decision. And a lot of people are seeking shelter from the storm. Right now, outside in downtown New Orleans and through much of this area, it's just beautiful. I mean, it's a very hot, partly cloudy afternoon in the summertime, but there is evil lurking just off the coast. And we're not sure where it's going to go. We don't even know what's going to happen yet. A hurricane watch is in effect, from the mouth of the Mississippi River to Cameron, Louisiana. That means hurricane conditions are possible within the watch area. A tropical storm watch is in effect from the mouth of the Mississippi northward to the mouth of the Pearl River. A tropical storm watch is also in effect because this means that there's a possibility that there could be tropical conditions within 48 hours. A tropical storm surge watch is out from the mouth of the Pearl River to Intercoastal City. And we do have all this information on our website at WWL.com. Here's a text that says, I heard the integrity of the levees was not a problem. And just now, about 10 minutes ago, CBS stated that there are a few levees that where they're concerned about being affected like they were by Katrina. Or, yes, since Katrina. I'm confused. Yeah, well, there are some areas of the levees that truthfully may be suspect. But this idea that the water is going to come pouring over the Mississippi River levees is not accurate. I can't speak for CBS News, but there can still be some truth in the story that they just presented. From the North Shore, Mary, Hello. You're on WWL.
Hello.
Hey, Mary.
Listen, I learned some things from Katrina that might help people.
Okay.
The first thing is change the message on your phone, because with spotty cell service, people will hear your message. For instance, hi, this is the Johnsons. It's Friday, July 12th at 9 o'clock. We are evacuating, and this is where we hope to go. And every time you change that message, put the time and date in case people are trying to follow you.
Yeah, in fact, that's a really great idea. And one of the messages could be, hey, if you're trying to reach us, we just want you to know we're okay, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. That's a great idea, Mary.
Another idea which we'll use at Katrina is go get baggies, and everything in your freezer other than chicken, put it in a baggie. So if the lights go out and all that food's ruined, all you have to do is take the food with the baggie and put it in the trash can. You don't have to go buy a new freezer. Get rid of the chicken because it gets hot, it explodes, it's not good. Same thing in your refrigerator. Put everything in a baggie. So if the lights go out, all you have to do is throw it away. You can keep your refrigerator and freezer.
Yeah, that's smart. So the food's rotting inside those little bags.
Right. Right, and all you have to do is throw them away.
Hmm.
Now, another thing, when you evacuate, take your chainsaw, your handsaw, your work gloves, your rubber boots, because you have to get back to your house. It's going to be sloppy. and you're going to need these things to get to your house, probably.
Take chainsaw.
A handsaw.
Yeah.
Work gloves. You know, you're going to your clippers. You're going to need things to get to your house because we had to park a half mile from our house to walk to the house, and we didn't have rubber boots. You see.
Mary, that sounds like really great advice. I appreciate you calling. So, yes, if you have suggestions like Mary, please call the show. Because even though some of us have been through this a long time, I wouldn't have thought to change the message on my cell phone. I wouldn't have thought to bring my chainsaw, which I just, my prized possession at home is my chainsaw. I mean, I've got it right there in my apartment. I wouldn't have thought to bring my chainsaw with me if I, like, had to go somewhere and come back. And you know how many pair of work gloves I have. I wouldn't have thought to bring work gloves with me. So this is really good advice. If you have some tips or advice or suggestions, call our show at 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says, please be sure that your pets are safe and can get to higher ground. Good advice. Here is a text that says... saw them in Vegas. Oh, this was about the tickets we're giving away to the Rat Pack is Back. Saw them in Vegas in November. Took pictures with the cast. It was hilarious seeing them again on the 20th. Yeah, we'll give away some tickets to the Rat Pack is Back. When you hear the Dean Martin song, Everybody Loves Somebody, if you are the eighth caller to our contest line, 260 wins, you win four tickets to go see the Rat Pack is Back Saturday, July 20th in Chalmette. At the Frederick Secure Center. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with your comments on WWL. Very late in the show yesterday, I had a great conversation. It wasn't long, but I had a brief conversation with John Lodge of the Moody Blues. John Lodge is part of the Royal Affair Tour, which will be at the Sanger Monday night. And I'll tell you, after this weekend and all we go through, we're going to look for an escape Monday night. And the show at the Sanger features Yes and the music of Yes, Asia, the music of Moody Blues with John Lodge, and also Carl Palmer with his Emerson, Lake & Palmer Legacy Tour. So it should be a great show. And that is right now on the Scoot page on our website at WWL.com. Click on menu, go to the Scoot page, and it's there under On Demand. Just look for the interview. I think it starts out with I Still Love Rock and Roll. And that's one thing that John Lodge said. He said, man, still loves rock and roll. I'm hoping to have a chance to do a live video with him before the show. Monday afternoon. So that'll be posted at some point on WWL Radio Facebook. If you're on hold, stay with us. More of your tips and suggestions for anybody who is preparing for the storm. And, you know, here's a text that says, people are making this bigger than it's going to be. Just watch. Maybe so. I'll address that problem when we come back. Also, we'll get to more of your calls on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.